Hello, everyone. I'm Denise Boggs, and I want to welcome you as we journey together through healing the heart.
Okay, hello, everyone. We're continuing now, breaking this cycle of performance orientation. And I hope you've been watching all the different episodes. If not, go back, because they kind of build on one another. And we talked about last time about miscalculating, and you may not even be aware that your miscalculating is coming out of the fear of rejection, okay? Because when there has been rejection in your life, in those younger years, when you're needing affirmation, okay? So that's when, let's say 12 years old, when a child enters in our culture, we say they become a teenager. Okay, they're needing to be affirmed for who they are. I needed it, you needed it. We all needed to be affirmed for who we are, not what we do, but who we are. Okay, but if a parent doesn't know how to affirm their children, then they may only affirm them when they get good grades at school. Okay, so what's that put in the child's mind? That's the only way I can be worth something, is if I keep my grades up and keep getting degrees and keep on and keep on and keep on. And so that builds in affirmation, yes, is there, but only with good grades. But let's say you're 12 years old and you are bringing your grades to your parent. And so instead of your parent affirming who you are, that they're proud of you, if they choose something else or someone else, at that moment you feel rejection. In other words, you feel like you're not important enough. So rejection is not just somebody looking at you and saying, I don't like you. No, it's really deeper than that with parents. It's if a parent doesn't have time to look at your report card. I'm too busy. I got to go to work. Oh, I'm too busy. I've got a golf game. Oh, I don't have time right now. Show it to your mother. You know, those kind of statements, like from a father, if you don't have the affirmation from a father, then what that does is the enemy uses that to plant the lie in your mind as a child. When I was a child, I thought like a child. 1 Corinthians 13:11. So you're thinking, he doesn't have time. I'm not good enough. He doesn't have time. And so those lies come in very subtly. But then on top of a lie comes the vow, I'll show you. I'll show you. We talked about that in our last video. So the rejection here is that you're not being received as the most valuable right now to your father, because he's choosing golf, he's choosing work, he may even choose to go out with his friends and not choose you. So that's a type of rejection. Another type is if mom and dad divorce, and now mom's there with you, she's looking at your report cards. She's looking at how well you're cleaning your room. She's doing all the affirming, but dad's nowhere to be found because dad has another life. So now that's rejection. You're not good enough. He's choosing another family, a career. Maybe he moved away. He may have even had another relationship. Whatever it was, but that's rejection because you're not good enough for him to stay home and be home, and be family, and be daddy. So it's, as a child, think about it. I'm trying to help you adults that are listening think like you thought as a child. Do you know that that's a key in healing? 1 Corinthians 13:11, when I was a child, I thought like a child. So the thoughts, I'm not good enough during childhood, is full of the lies of the enemy. You are good enough. But in that moment, when dad chooses someone else or something else, you believe the lie, I'm not good enough. And then on top of that, with the pain, then you begin to perform, trying to hopefully Dad'll be proud of me. If I get a career in sports or whatever, because Dad likes football, so I'm going to be a NFL. I've had so many NFL football players that I've ministered to, you can't imagine. And they were doing it to try to make Dad proud. And so every day, they have to get up. I got to do harder. I got to work harder. I got to work. Not even knowing what the performance cycle was in them. And it's not just a coach saying, we got to win the game. No, it's the internal battle of these lies. Okay, so I hope this has helped you, is that really the rejection can be more than sibling rejection or bullying at school or any of that. It literally can go all the way back to mom and dad and feeling that they are accepting someone or something else more than they're accepting you. You feel rejection at that moment, and that's when the lies come in, and that's when performance starts to take place. Trying to prove every day that you're good enough to prove to dad or mom that you have worth and value. All right, I hope this has helped. One other thing I want to talk about here is the story of Mary and Martha, okay? And I want to read the scripture because in with Mary and Martha, they're sisters. And even in this scripture, and Jesus is confronting it, and Martha says, because Jesus came to Mary and Martha's house, and it says Martha was very busy, and she was distracted with all of her serving responsibilities. But she approached him. She approached Jesus, and she said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving? Oh, my goodness. Okay, so she's asking Jesus, is she not important enough that he would notice her, that she's doing all this work, and her sister's not? Am I not important enough? That's another lie. And, you know, I'm just imagining right this moment, what if Jesus was in my house? Just the fact that Jesus is in the house means she's important. But she's saying, does it not concern you? Am I not important enough? Do you not notice I'm having to work so hard? And that's another lie of the enemy, is you're not good enough. Martha, you're not good enough because you're having to do all the work and Mary's not helping you. And so Jesus answers and says, Martha, Martha, think about that. If Jesus calls your name twice, that means pay attention, Martha, Martha. You're worried and bothered and anxious about too many things. And that's the bottom line. We're worried and we're anxious about too many things. And so with performance orientation, we've got to look at what are we putting on our plate and in our day calendar that's more than what we're called to do that day. And if you are complaining at the end of your day like Martha was and saying, nobody sees how hard I work, or nobody appreciates how much I do for this family, nobody cares, those kind of statements let you know it's performance orientation. And so to break this cycle, you need healing. So I want to encourage you, keep on this journey, getting to the root of it by getting healing in those areas where you did not feel accepted by mom and dad for just who you were. God bless you.
If Living Waters has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, you can give on our website, livingwatersministry.com/donate, or text any amount to 84321. We have additional resources for you to continue on your journey to healing in our online bookstore. You can click the link in description.